Dan, did you hear that whistle?
So did Amos. That whistle means Rinso White, Rinso Bright, Rinso New.
That's right. It means that this is Sunday. We're on the air for Rinso with Solium and the stuff.
With Ernestine Wade, Lou Lubin, Johnny Lee, Jeff Alexander's music, and radio's all-time favorite, Amos and Andy. Yes, sir, the Amos and Andy Show, brought to you by Lever Brothers Company, makers of Rinso, the only soap that contains folium. That's why Rinso gets your clothes whiter and brighter than new.
Rinso,
Rinso, Rinso,
Rinso New.
Happy little white
face. About 4 weeks ago, the Kingfisher's wife, Sapphire, left him and went down to Miami with her mother. Well, of course, it's nothing new for Sapphire to leave the Kingfish. During their 22 years of marriage, it's happened many, many times before. For instance, let's go back to a few summers ago. Sapphire and the Kingfish had just returned from a day at the beach. And as they closed the door to their apartment, Sapphire said,
"John Stevens, I'm walking out on you right now."
"Now, but listen, sweetheart, what have I done this time? I thought we had a nice day at the beach."
"It might have been, but for you, you spent the whole day eyeing them girls. Especially that one in the French bathing suit."
"Well, now, wait a minute, honey. I was only following the old French custom of cherchez la femme. And with that French bathing suit she was wearing, there was an awful lot of femme to cherchez there."
"Well, as far as I'm concerned, you done sure shaved your last sure shave. Goodbye, you two-bit Casanova."
Back in 1938, it seems it was Sapphire and Kingfish's 10th wedding anniversary, and somehow it slipped to Kingfish's mind. And when he got home that night, Sapphire tried gallantly to hide her broken heart.
"Listen, I'll teach you to forget a beautiful sentimental occasion like this. Take this, you bum!"
"Oh, my nose, oh! Now, wait a minute. I ain't going to stand for this from you. I am tired of you pushing me around. I am the master of this house, and I want you to know once and for all."
And sure enough, when the Kingfish asserted himself on that occasion, Sapphire didn't leave him. Instead, it was the Kingfish who left the apartment.
"All right, Doctor, we'll just slide him on the stretcher here and carry him out to the ambulance."
"Oh, listen to all the pretty birdies. Oh."
And about a year ago, there was a period of 1 month when Sapphire left the Kingfish exactly 12 times.
"This time, I ain't never coming back. Goodbye." "George Stevens, I'm going now, and this time I'm going, and I ain't never going to see you again in my whole life. This time it's for good, and I ain't never coming back. George, this is really the last straw. Goodbye."
"Well, I guess there's only one thing to do around here. Put in the swinging door."
But Sapphire's present walkout is the longest on record. Sapphire and her mother have been in Miami for 4 whole weeks, and there's no sign of her returning to the fold. How's the Kingfish taking this blow? Well, let's drop into the lodge hall, where he's talking it over with Andy.
"Oh, I tell you, Andy, this ain't nothing for me to get upset about. It ain't nothing serious."
No, this ain't serious at all. Sapphire has only went to Miami, brought all the money out of your joint account, took the furniture out of the apartment, and the Christmas card she done sent you had a skull and crossbones on it. Outside of that, everything is lovey-dovey."
"Well, a little thing like that don't bother me, Anna. I remember one time I woke up in the middle of the night and I found Sapphire standing over me with a hammer. She claimed she was hanging a picture. But I never quite swallowed that a pacified telephone book was open to morticians."
"Yeah, that and a hammer is a pretty nasty parlay. But, Kingfish, there must be some reason that she left you like this."
"Well, I ain't gonna worry about it, Andy. That woman is crazy about me. She'll come back to me like the moth to the flame."
"What about her mama, Kingfish? You think the flame gonna bring back that old tarantula?"
"Well, I don't know, Andy. But I tell you one thing, this is the one time I'm gonna hold my ground. I just gonna ignore Sapphire and let her stay down there in Miami and pine away from it. I'll give it a silent treatment like the great lover used to do in the movies, Rudolph Valsalino."
"Only down there in Miami, huh?"
"Lonely, listen, Andy. When Sapphire puts on that bathing suit of hers and gets out there on the beach, she'll even drive the sharks out to the 10-mile limit."
"Yeah, come to think of it, I guess she would clear a beach pretty fast, all right."
"Hey, you know, Andy, I get it. Lord Kingsley Stevens speaking. Oh, Henry Van Porter, how are you, Henry? What's that? Have a copy of the morning's paper. Yeah, I got a copy right here on my desk. What's that? Page 12, huh? Yeah, well, I'll take a look at it. Thanks for calling, Henner. Look in the paper there, Henner. Henner, turn to page 12.
Page 12?
Yeah, Henner, there's something in there that might interest me.
Let me see here. Page 12. Yeah, here he is. I wonder if this is it. It says, attention. Are you suffering from headaches, insomnia, neuralgia, pains in the back, loss of weight, sciatica, sinus trouble, stiffness of the joints, low blood pressure, and shooting pains in the leg? If you are, you may be sick. See Dr. Jackson for a thorough 75-cent examination.
Yeah, I don't think that's it, Andy. I'm going to get one for 50 then.
Yeah, here's another one. Are you troubled with fallen hair? I don't think Henry meant that one, Kingfish, because when it comes to hair, your troubles is over.
Yeah.
And the only other thing on the page here is this picture in the society section.
Picture in the society page?
Yeah, it was took in Florida. There's a man with two women. They must be at a masquerade, because them gals has got two of the funniest looking masks on I don't ever see.
Let me see the thing, Andy. Hey, wait a minute. Them ain't no masks. That's Sapphire and Mama. Let me see the caption here. Local set sojourn in Miami. Pictured here, Mrs. Smith and her daughter Sapphire with Mr. Hugh J. Smithers, wealthy sportsman at Swank Miami Supper Club. A romance is rumored. Holy smokes, Sapphire with another man.
Yeah, it looked to me like the moth done found a bigger flame. Kingfish, what you going to do about this?
Anna, I got to do something. This is the reason she left me. Look at that picture. The way she is looking at that fella Smithers.
Yeah.
I know she must be enjoying herself because she's grinning clear back to the third molar. The one that the enamel done fell off of. And I go get down to Florida and find out some way to break this thing up.
Yeah, you're right. You got to bust this thing up, all right.
I'll see. Look at the food on the plate there. This boy Smithers really means business. He done opened the campaign with a T-bone.
Well, Mother, we had another wonderful evening down here in Miami, didn't we?
Yes, that's all. And I think that Mr. Smithers is the most charming man.
He's so rich, too.
Why, if the marriage goes through, he'll take care of all of us.
Oh, I just hope nothing goes wrong to spoil the whole thing.
Well, what could go wrong? Nothing can break up a romance like this. I've got an idea he's going to propose any minute.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mother. And I just know when he does, Mr. Smithers is going to make you a wonderful husband.
Happy little wash day, Tom. Go wash that whiter and brighter than new. Rinso washes, rinso new.
Rinso
whiter than new.
Rinso
brighter than new.
Rinso rinso
rinso new.
Rinso new. It's true. Rinso, the only soap that contains solium, gets white clothes whiter and washable colors brighter than new. These results are certified by the laboratories of the United States Testing Company, Incorporated. Yes, Rinso gets clothes Rinso new because Rinso puts sunshine in your wash even if you dry it indoors. It's a fact that no other soap gets your wash so white or so bright because no other soap contains the scientific sunlight ingredient solium. Use Rinso for your heaviest wash. You'll see for yourself that Rinso gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. And yet Rinso is safe for your clothes and kind to your hands. So on wash day, use Rinso and see your wash become whiter, brighter than new.
Rinso, Rinso,
Rinso new.
Kingfish, you found out any way you can get down to Miami yet?
No, Andy. I only been able to raise $35, but I got to find some way to get down there. I got to get down there so I can break up this romance that Sapphire's having with this Smithers fella.
Yeah, well, that really looked like a serious thing, all right. And you only got $35. But, hey, wait a minute. Look out the window there, Kingfish. Getting out that taxi cab. There's a Scotchman with kilts on and everything else. And he's coming in here, too.
Yeah, I wonder who he is.
Hi, fella.
Holy smoke, Shorty. What you doing all dressed up like a Scotchman?
Well, I'm going to a fancy dress New Year's party tonight, so I thought I'd get ready early. Do I look like a Scotchman with these kilts on?
Well, to tell you the truth, Shorty, I think you'd look a little more authentic if you hadn't wore your long underwear.
Listen, Shorty, I ain't got time for no frivolities around here. I got to figure some way to get down to Miami to save my marriage, and I only got 35 bucks.
Yeah, the Kingfish got to find some way to get cheap transportation there and back.
That's too bad you ain't a member of the armed forces. You know, there's an airlines office down the street that gives reduced rates for servicemen over the holidays.
Servicemen, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't exactly in the thick of the battle, but I served full hooks in the blood bank.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Kingfish. They say any member of the armed forces. They don't say nothing about which war.
Yeah, maybe I could convince him that I, as a veteran of the Spanish-American War, being called back to duty.
Yeah, Kingfish, it might work.
Andy, you can help me out on this thing, too. We'll go down to the airline office right now.
Well, good luck, Kingfish. I gotta get over to the party.
Well, have a good time, Shorty. Who are you taking?
Well, I ain't taking no gal this year. I went on a blind date last year, and the gal had never seen me before, and I had never seen her.
Yeah.
I went to the party, but it didn't work out so well. At the stroke of midnight, both me and the gal fell into a dead faint.
What caused that, Shorty? Too much celebrating?
No, we each took our masks off.
Well, Henry, here's the airline office. I'm going in there as a Spanish-American war veteran that's been called back to active service.
Yeah, that way you ought to get the special rate, all right.
Yeah, now, remember, Henry, you come in as one of the old buddies of mine to back me up. And you wear this outfit here, too. And I want the thing to look authentic.
Yeah, well, don't worry about me. I'll stomach the thing up good.
And don't forget to throw the stuff in about the message to Gosham and Ulla Bay and all that stuff. Well, I go in now.
How do you do? May I help you?
Yes, sir. You can help an old soldier who is an ex-service man. I'd like a round-trip ticket to Miami, and I'd like to take advantage of the special service men's rates that you offer.
Just a moment. You mean to say that you're a service man?
Yes, I was the famous Hoppin' Head Stevens, the 177th Coast Distillery. Yeah, I was in there.
Oh, I see. Well, may I see your credentials, your order, or serial number?
You want to see my orders, huh? Well, now, I'm going to explain that to you. See, I suppose you get sealed orders, but the seal didn't bring them yet. But I got a genuine service, all right. I was veteran of the Spanish-American War and been recalled to active duty.
The Spanish-American War?
Oh, yeah. I was done, retreaded me, took me out of mothballs and everything else. Now, if you just give me the tickets, I'll be on my way. I don't want to stand around here talking to you, holding up General Eisenhower. He's got to shoot war, you know. That's...
Now, look, before I give you a ticket, I must have some proof that you're a serviceman. Understand?
Well, now, wait a minute, Joe. I was a genuine Spanish-American War veteran, all right. I was one of the Rough Riders with Teddy Roosevelt at the Battle of San Juan Hill. Now, him and me were standing there on the poop deck when they sunk the man. I know what I told him.
Look, I'm a very reasonable man, but this is one of the most ridiculous stories I ever heard in my life.
That's my word, huh? Well, it's just too bad it ain't one of my old Spanish-American buddies around to verify my story.
Now, look, wait a minute. What in the world is this coming across the street? That man in a sombrero with a blanket over his shoulder.
Yeah, who in the world could this be? He seems to be coming in here, too.
Oh, here's the Rancho Grande. I'm from the Rio Grande. Whoa, ho, ho.
Look who's here. Oh, this ain't a coincidence. My old Spanish-American war buddy, Gringo Brown.
Yeah, well, if it ain't my old buddy, Cooper Richard Stevens. I ain't seen you since we massaged Garcia together at the Battle of Vanilla Bay.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but do you expect me to believe that you were both in the Spanish-American War?
Oh, sure. Why, this gentleman here is one of the biggest heroes of the whole war. I'll never forget tonight. His division made a surprise bazooka attack on the enemy.
Well, it so happens there were no bazookas in the Spanish-American War.
Yeah, well, that's why it was such a big surprise. Oh, we fooled them there. I'm glad you happened to be here, Brown, because I was just telling this man that they done reactivated me and I got to fly down to Florida to join my unit.
Oh, yeah. I hear that you was called back to the colors.
Oh, you have you? Well, if you know so much about it, suppose you tell me where he's being sent to.
Well, I think it's that big naval air base down there in Florida. You know, Pepsi-Cola.
Yeah, well, mister, now that you realize I was a veteran, if you just hand me the tickets, I'll be on my way here.
Now, look here, you two. This morning, the furnace broke. We haven't had heat in this building all day. On top of that, my assistant didn't show up. I've been on my feet for 12 hours straight. I have a splitting headache. And then you two come in with this stupid, ridiculous, trumped-up, fantastic story about being Spanish-American war veterans.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't think it was that bad.
There's the door. Now, do you two walk out of it, or do I throw you out of it?
Well, mister, I think we'll take the first choice.
All right, mister, we'll go. But you was making a mistake treating us Rough Riders this way. And if you won't be surprised in the morning, you'll get a nasty letter from Teddy Roosevelt.
Well, Kingfish, what are you going to do now?
Andy, I just got to get down to Florida and bring up the room, man, that my wife is having with this fellow Smithers.
Yeah, but how are you going to raise any more money, Kingfish?
Andy, I'm going to get down there some way. I'm going to hock my clothes. That's what I'm going to do.
Hock your clothes?
Yeah, I was getting down there, if, even if I become the first man in history to make a nonstop flight to Miami in his DVD. Oh, I tell you, Stuart, this is a terrible feeling. I'll never know what flying in an airplane was like this. I feel like the ground is falling right out from under me. The plane is swaying from side to side. We are in the middle of a terrible storm. Quick, warn the pilot.
All we're doing now is warming up the engines. The captain is standing out there on the green.
Well, I finally got to the hotel here. Oh, what an experience that was, that flying. I never would have flown down here if it wasn't the only way to save my marriage. Well, here's the desk. Oh, clerk.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yeah, will you tell me the room number of Mrs. Smith and her daughter Sapphire?
Well, they were registered here, but they checked out this morning for New York.
For New York?
Yes, they went back there with Mr. Hubert Smithers.
With Mr. Smithers?
Yes, they wanted to go back to New York where they can have the wedding in front of all their friends. Quick, boy, bring some water. This man has fainted.
This is Ken Niles. Ma'am, if you're from Missouri, then I want you to show yourself the amazing things I've been saying about Rinso. Use Rinso next wash day, and you'll see your wash come out beautifully bright, whiter, brighter than new. Yes, Rinso, with the amazing scientific ingredient Solium, washes white clothes whiter than new. Washable colors, actually, brighter than new. Those results are certified by the laboratories of the United States Testing Company, Incorporated. All your wash is Rinso new. And it's because Rinso and only Rinso contains Solium. Rinso's so safe for your clothes, so kind to your hands. Get Rinso right away.
Are you comfortable, Mr. Stevens? We can enter New York in a few minutes.
Yeah, well, it can't be too quick for me. I got important business there.
Well, I'm glad you're not nervous on this trip.
Oh, no. On the way to Miami, I was just a little upset about them. Flying don't bother me. I'm an old world traveler. I was flying with the Wright brothers. And you've been flying as much as I as you get used to. Wait a minute. What was that? Look out the window. The ground is coming up at us. Hold us close. We're going to crash. Give me the axe. Give me a parachute. Let me fight my way out of here.
Mr. Stevens.
Out of my way. Look out. The ground is coming up at us.
Mr. Stevens, will you please calm down? It always does that when we land.
Oh, me. This is the worst running around I ever done in my life. But I got to find some way to bust up Sapphire's romance. How could she marry this other fellow when she's already married to me? She can't be going to bigamy meet. I'll get in here and see if Calhoun has any angle for me.
Well, come in, Kingfish.
Calhoun and I are in terrible trouble.
Well, you know how the police is with these cleanup campaigns. If they got you, they got you.
No, it ain't the police. You see, my wife is married to me. To me, and I just found out that she's going to marry another fella. That means that she's going to have two husbands at the same time. Now, what can we do about it?
Yeah, now, that's a pretty tough problem. But I think under the new law they got, we has got one angle.
What's that, Calhoun?
We may be able to get up our hoarding.
No, Calhoun. Listen, I can't understand it. I know Sapphire done left me for some reason, but it's hard to believe me that this is it. And she's become a bigamistic.
Now, is you sure she's still mad to you, Kingfish?
What do you mean?
Well, after all, she was down there in Miami. Is you sure she didn't slip across the border into Mexico and get one of them enchilada anomas?
No, Calhoun. You never could do nothing like that. Oh, what can I do? She and this fella done flew it back here, and they done got a wedding plan and everything.
Well, now, looky here. The thing you was interested in is breaking it up, ain't it? Well, where is it now?
Well, Sapphire and her mama is back in her mama's house in Brooklyn. And the fella is staying in the hotel over there.
Well, the thing to do is to work on him. Get him to call the thing off.
Yeah, but how I going to do that if Sapphire says he ain't scared him off? He must be the type that's going to hang on like a bulldog.
Right? Yeah. But suppose you tell him that his fiancé is married to six, been married six times before.
Yeah, that ought to help.
And besides that, tell him that each one of them husbands has met with a mysterious death and strangled all of them.
Now you got it, Calhoun. I'll tell him the Sapphire is a husband killer. I'll lay it on thick. I hope it works. I'll get Andy to help me. You'll go right up to the man's hotel and really lay it on that she's a murderess.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. And believe me, when you get through with him, that ball will fly right back to Miami and won't even bother with a pain.
Hello?
Mr. Hubert Smithers speaking.
Oh, hello, Mr. Smithers. Mother wanted me to call to see if you were located in the hotel all right.
Yes, I have a lovely room, Sapphire. Or maybe I better start calling you daughter.
Oh, yes, I guess you might as well. I know you're going to make Mama the most wonderful husband.
Well, thank you, Sapphire. And you tell your sweet mother. I'll see her tomorrow at the church.
All right, I'll tell her. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, I guess I better call the tailor and have him... Oh, I wonder who that can be. Yes? What is it?
Excuse me, mister, but us two fellows are from the New York Police Department.
Police Department?
Yeah, Strangulation Division.
Yeah, we must come in, because what we've got to tell you is just said on strict privacy.
Well, come in. Now, what is this all about?
Well, we don't want to alarm you none, but, what we have to tell you is liable to save you from a horrible death at the hands of a fiendish monster. Namely, your fiancé.
What?
Yes, sir. You don't know this, but you was engaged up to the notorious Strangler Sally, alias Hemp Rope Hannah, alias Windpipe Winnie.
Well, I can hardly believe this. Are you implying that the woman I'm going to marry is a murderer?
How old are you? Your voice is cracking. Yeah, well, that's what we're trying, all right. She sent more men west than Horace Greeley. That girl works fast, too. They got two ships working at the Woodlawn Cemetery just to keep up with her.
Why, this is terrible. Why, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, but it's true. She strangled them so fast that sometimes she even overlaps herself. A couple of weeks back, she had one man at the altar and two hanging in the closet.
Well, why haven't you police been able to do something about it?
Why ain't we been able to do something about that?
Well, you know, Lieutenant, she's always been too foxy for us. You see, when she strangles these boys, she just don't leave them dangling out in the open. She hangs them up in moss bags.
Yeah, that's right. The last time we busted in on her, she passed seven of them off on us as beaver coats.
Oh, this is terrible. Do you actually think that if I married her, she'd do away with me?
Well, I don't know, but if you was on your honeymoon, feels a silk cord around your neck, and you looks up and your eyeballs is leaving their sockets, you know you's going to be moss-proof in no time.
Well, I'm not going to marry a woman like this. A murderer.
Well, you're doing the smart thing. And the best thing for you to do is to get back to Miami just as fast as you can.
Oh, yes, I certainly will. And I can't thank you men enough for warning me.
All in the line of duty, mister. Good luck to you.
Yeah, so long.
Oh, Andy, this whole thing works like a charm. We broke up the romance, and now I know Sapphire will come back to me.
Yeah, I was just thinking, though, Kingfish. You think the smart thing to do to try to get her back?
What do you mean, Andy?
Well, after all, with her strangling all them people, won't that make you a little nervous?
Oh, shut up, Andy.
Yeah, Amos, it looks like the Kingfish's wife is coming back to him, all right.
Yeah, well, that's fine, Andy. Yes, Amos, the express man brought the trunk back to the apartment this morning.
You see, breaking up the romance with that Mr. Smithers was the thing to do, all right, because that was the reason that Sapphire done left the Kingfish.
Yeah, well, I don't know, fellas. I've known Sapphire a long time, and it don't seem to me like she'd be interested in another man. It just ain't like her.
Oh, no, it ain't no mistake about it, Amos. Smithers and Sapphire done brought the marriage license and was all set to go through with the thing.
Oh, yes, Amos, I tell you, I'll get it. I'll get it again. Hello?
Guys, this is Sapphire. I want you to send that trunk of mine right back to Mama. I done changed my mind about coming back to you.
Well, now, wait a minute, Sapphire. What you mean here?
I found out how you went to Mr. Smithers and told him that ridiculous story and caused him to bust up the marriage. I'm furious.
You furious at me? What's the idea of you getting engaged to a man when you was already married to me?
What are you talking about? Mr. Smithers was engaged to Mama.
Holy smokes. Your Mama?
Yes. That's why I was coming back to you. He's a very very wealthy man who was going to make things comfortable for all of us. Now I ain't never coming back to you. Goodbye, you bum.
Oh, me handy. Getting Mr. Smithers to go back to Miami was the worst thing we could have done. He wasn't going to marry Sapphire. He was going to marry Sapphire's mama. And he was going to make life easy for all of us. He had money. He was loaded.
Oh, then Mr. Smithers wasn't the reason that Sapphire left you, huh?
That's terrible, fellas. Then why did she leave? There must have been some reason, some big reason. What in the world was it? Hello? Yeah, Mr. Stevens? Go be far, monsieur? Oh, my wife. Yeah, well, I see. Oh, she did, huh? Yeah, well, just send it to me here. Thank you.
What was that, David?
Oh, nothing. They're just worrying about something that my wife bought, and they want to know where to send the bill. By the way, what's the layette?
That's a complete outfit for a newborn baby.
What did she... Holy smokes, that's the reason Sapphire left me. Catch me, boys. I go have a baby. Oh!
And now a very special message from two very special friends of yours, Amos and Andy.
Folks, on this New Year's Eve, we'd like you to know that we have been grateful for the way you have listened to our program in the past year.
We appreciate the friendship and loyalty you've shown us.
And we are glad that so many of you have tried Rinso with sodium and dozen it. And that you have found that Rinso and the detergents that were good is better and better, and Doc Middleton is as long as the zoo.
And now, if you'll send us the money, we wish you all a very happy New Year.
That's all for now, folks. See you again sometime. So
the Amos and Andy Show is written by Joe Connolly, Bob Mosher, and Bob Ross. Stay tuned for the Edgar Bergen Charlie McCarthy program, which follows immediately for most of these stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.